Welcome to the Good Book Club podcast, part of a worldwide initiative to get people reading their Bibles and exploring the Word of God together. This season, we're reading the Gospel of Mark. For a full list of daily readings and other ways to learn and connect, visit goodbookclub.org.
Hi, I'm Roger Speer, Director of Student Ministries at Church of the Good Shepherd in Augusta, Georgia. Today's reading of the Good Book Club is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them, and he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went out among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Today's reflection on the scripture passage comes from A Journey with Mark, a book available through Forward Movement. The author is the Right Reverend James B. Magnus. In the well-known and often re-shown movie The Blues Brothers, there is one consistent cure for whatever seemed to be troubling main characters Jake and Elwood: a road trip. In this passage, Jesus' leadership with the disciples gives evidence that the Blues Brothers did not invent this bit of therapeutic intervention. When Jesus was rejected by his hometown, perhaps an experience many of us have had at one time or another, he had to make some choices. Jesus could have moped around and wallowed in self-pity. We all know what this looks like, and we know that such people are hard to be around, even for a short period of time. However, Jesus was a spiritual leader who had a responsibility to his Father and to his followers. As a spiritual leader, he knew there was another and more positive path of action. Though somewhat astonished at his rejection, Jesus chose action over inaction. He directed his followers to get going on a road trip with instructions to spread God's message of healing care and redemptive love to everyone who would listen, all those who had ears to hear. When you are shunned, rejected, or even humiliated, it is inevitable that you will react. Your selection of a reaction will be a strong indicator of who you follow and to whom you belong. Choose wisely and prayerfully. Looking back on your life, how have you responded to personal rejection and mistreatment? Let us pray. Holy and life-giving God, at times it seems to be outside of our spiritual makeup to respond positively when others hurt us. Help us to change so that daily we might grow more into the likeness of your Son, our Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Find the full list of Good Book Club daily readings, as well as additional ways to learn and connect with other disciples, at www.goodbookclub.org. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement in partnership with the Episcopal Church's Office of Communications. Learn more at forwardmovement.org and episcopalchurch.org.